like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
Taste of a Monster motherfucking energy drink at 7:45 p.m. on a Saturday. And Saturdays are for people who go out and get fucked up. Saturdays are for people who some work, some take care of their children, some go out and about. Some fuck bad bitches. Some people see movies. You know, a lot of people that work on the weekdays look forward to the weekend, especially if you're a 9-to-5er. And then some. I'm gonna say in that case, but and then some. So, are we doing this shit? So we're live in 4, 3, 2, 1. We're just drinking up, syncing up, and motherfucking. Linking up. Number two of this episode, we are not on video. Obviously, if you know, and you listen to the most recent episode of our show, 485. I think it's 485, yeah. The one, the recent crash, you know, the recap of all that and stuff. And we're going to update you on that. And so much more, dude, on this whole, so in this fucking episode. We've got so much shit to talk about on this episode today. It would make your head spin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Truth motherfucking speech. No, it's Truth Speech, episode 487. Obviously, my name is Gabriel Hernandez, coming at you live. It's good to be back. Definitely good to be back. I mean, I'm blessed overall to be able to have the show in general, let alone have the show and still be able to host the show after that devastating scooter wreck, which is still talked about. Excuse me, to this very day. God damn. Monster energy drinks are hitters. They're motherfucking hitters. Motherfucking hit us. Anybody doesn't know what hit us is, it's called, it's pronounced hit us. H-I-T-T-A-S. Wait, H-I-T-T-A-A. Hit us, like a slang word. Like, they hit, dude. They absolutely hit. Did we mention this before on the show that Monster Energy Drinks has a hard version of their energy drink, meaning like an alcoholic-based version? Yeah. Hell yeah, it's Saturday, dude. Today is like my Friday for some reason, dude. I was looking forward to this day. I was looking forward to come back. I was looking forward to getting on and recapping, because my, on top of wanting to come back, we got loads of stuff to talk about on this show. So, like I said, listener discretion is strongly advised if your ears are virgin ears and or a soft-ass pussy bitch and or you can't handle the truth or you get offended by mean tweets or posts or you can't seem to understand the truth. This is not the podcast for you. Like I said, listener discretion is advised. Let's sync up, link up, and drink up. And for all my smokers, why don't you whip it out? I'm not smoking on the barn today because, dude, we're already high as fuck here on the show, on life. So, better yet, we'll continue on as we proceed. We are available everywhere you get your show. So, like I said, new listeners, all of you guys, you can stream our show directly on Spotify Podcasts. Spotify Podcasts is a top-tier podcasting app and or platform for creators. If you're a musician, if you're an artist, if you're a rapper, if you're a comedian, dude, podcasters by Spotify, podcasters by Spotify? Dude, we're in so much trouble if we don't butcher this right. Yeah, so it's Spotify for podcasters. So Spotify for podcasters. I'm sorry for butchering that. You can follow them as well. The app formerly known as Anchor. Like I said, we've talked about it for many years. It's the number one app in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to continue to keep on pushing that as well as our socials. Truth Speech Pod, both on Instagram, Threads, and Twitter. How about that? And GT King Official on Twitter as well as G_the_King_official on Instagram. So on top of that, we also got to work on some cool custom edition Truth Speech podcast t-shirts, the first podcast t-shirts of this era for this podcast. We've been working on that, and we've been working on so much more, and we've been working on getting better from the crash, and man, let me tell you, my shoulder still kind of is a little bit fucked up from that. I mean, if it was just a bruise or a slight tear or something in the shoulder rotator, good God, let me tell you, man, because my face was busted up. I mean, if you remember, the first day, so I took a picture, there's like a 4-picture collage of myself, and it shows just different facial expressions and stuff like that. Dude, I had an adrenaline rush. I mean, the fact that I fucking was able to take a picture after something traumatic like that happened. I mean, still to this day, I mean, I know it's a scooter and all that, but it's like it's equally dangerous to a motorcycle, equally dangerous to a skateboard. Well, more so, motorized vehicles. It's equally dangerous. You get in a car, it's equally dangerous. You can get in a bus, it's equally dangerous. But you know what's equally dangerous? Is that life has no limits. It'll take itself from you in a heartbeat. I can worry about driving all I want, walk up the house and get hit by a stray bullet or get ran over by a car. No. But in all realities, anyone that's on a motorcycle, a speed bike, and or a scooter or anything motorized are prone for danger. Anytime I choose to go to the store, I'm prone for danger. Anytime I'm walking or riding around, I'm prone for danger. I'm a little hesitant and stuff when it comes to riding. I'm a little hesitant for, like, you know, just overall because of the speed, and I don't want to fall off and stuff. And I was just, like, talking about that earlier, how I was just so hesitant. I felt a lot more hesitant, and how I don't like to ride at night and all that shit. But, you know, I think over time it's going to get a little bit better, though. So, I mean, we're just kind of easing our way back in there. I mean, I have ridden it a lot and have over, like, 100-plus miles on it, which is actually pretty cool. So, I'm really glad about that. So, welcome, man. It's absolutely good to be back here, man. I can't tell you what motivated me to fuck get up and get on here. But, man, I was awake, ready, and willing. I'm ready and willing. Oh, this is my first time. Please don't fucking tear it up. I'm just kidding. You know, when they say, like, you know, when you get, like, anyone ever got a virgin? You ever get a virgin? You ever fuck someone that's a virgin before? Hands up. It's my first time. I never believe it. Never believe those sluts. Virgin, if a bitch ever tells you she's a virgin, she's a little slut. Don't believe it. She's just trying to make you think twice. Just kidding. Listener discretion is advised, like I said, ladies and gentlemen. When will we return to Rumble? When I fucking feel like it. When I have a good case or something. I was just shopping on Amazon for some case. This guy just bought an iPad. Well, I rebought an iPad because, you know, I've had iPads and, like, iWatches and all this shit. I sold a lot of this shit, man. I get bored of it and stuff, and I buy it on the renewed market. I don't like buying shit full price because it's a fucking waste of money, dude. And on the prices that people pay for the shit that they pay for nowadays, I mean, people with the newest iPhones or the newest cars and all this shit, they always have to have the newest items of everything. They're sitting and spending their money on fucking crazy ass items. But yeah. Yeah, so I was looking at a lot of stuff. Because I always feel like the iPad, because when I had my iPad originally, like, I just felt like it had a really good system and stuff. And I play Call of Duty. I mean, it has a good sound system as it is already. And just, it was really cool. I mean, it was just, it's, I love Apple and stuff. So I'm rocking wholehearted Apple right now. And we aren't a currently president. We aren't presently rocking Android. But yeah, I'm looking at cases and stuff. I really fuck with Amazon when it comes to cases and stuff. So I gotta look on Amazon for if I'm gonna look for any cases. I don't even remember how much money I put on that gift card though. I bought a gift card or some shit like that. But yeah, man, it's good to be back up in this shit. So first up, how about my man Trump's mugshot, dude? Trump's ultimate mugshot. We are in an era of some uncertainty, some absolute wild craziness, absolute terrorizing times for American people, terrorizing times for this entire country in general, let alone the entire world, dude. But I'm saying Trump is the one who wins in the end when it comes down to all this and all the controversy. But we're not getting into all that, dude. But damn, that's some craziness from that to just everything else in the world that's been going on, ladies and gentlemen, including myself. Dude, I own the fuck up to my mistakes wholeheartedly. Like, people asking me every day, what happened to your eye? What happened to your eye? What happened to your eye? The first day was cut, a little bruise. The second day I woke up, my face was all fucking swollen and shit. Oh, my on the right cheek, dude. My eyes were closed. My eye was closed. It wasn't closed all the way. I could still fucking see and shit, but it was closed, like, completely, almost, it seemed like. And I was just like, oh, my God. This is freaking terrible, bro. But nevertheless, like I said, we'll ease our way back. And if anything, it teaches me not to be cocky and or not. I mean, not that I was. I'm not a cocky person in general. But it was a little careless because, as I did mention, if you did listen to the last episode, and if you didn't, it's all right. Yeah, man, we were on an adrenaline rush. I had probably a few shots, or not even like 2 hours prior to that. Probably like about like less than 3 hours prior than that. On top of again being high and stuff, smoking weed and hanging out, and you know 90% of the ride because a chick that I work with has one of those scooters as well too, and then she sits on like going 25 miles, so we'll sit and ride around and fuck around and ride that bullshit around, and it's at night and stuff too, so I mean it's like, oh yeah, I could say I couldn't see and all that. I really didn't see it, but it just all happened so fast, man. I was, you know, essentially like FBI, if you're listening, essentially or the police, I essentially incriminated myself for DUI. Just kidding. Yeah, I was fucked up probably that night, but then I got more fucked up that way, but I still was very coherent when it happened. I just like, damn, dude, that did not help my situation at all. Like, I was going hella fast and stuff too, so I couldn't really stop. If I did try to use the brakes, I would have probably flipped over. If you guys ever rode those electric scooters, you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, guys, segueing into the first thing I was excited to talk about here today. Obviously, I love to give advice. I love to spread knowledge. I love to give my thoughts and my takes, or if you say, about things and on things and my opinions and things and my factual opinions on things. I think it's important. I think it's necessary. And I think, obviously, like I said, since the very beginning, almost dating back 10 years, I've stayed committed to that same mission. I've stayed sane and committed to keeping the same kind of energy. I've stayed committed and loyal to being who I am, never changing who I am because of any one person or any individual or anything or any situation that happened to me. Never give up on life. Never give up on yourself. Don't give up on the people around you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about accountability and stuff like that. I mean, having accountability is so important, man. We've talked about this several times on the show. And one of the biggest things I noticed, like, in life, like, I noticed in life, let alone, like, with people, is that people hate when you treat them like you, like they treat you. And I can't tell you how many times, dude. Nowadays, I mean, at this point, like, because point blank, if you know me, and you fuck with me, and you obviously know me, and just, you could probably articulate it with how I talk and carry myself, I'm not a guy that go around fucking around with people. And I don't mean fucking around, like, with little hoes and stuff. No, I mean, like, I don't fuck with people intentionally. Meaning, like intention-wise or mean-wise or petty-wise. Like, as in when it comes to pieces of mind, I don't go around and I don't cause people problems. I don't cause people unneeded stress. I don't cause people frustration or mental discomfort. You know, I was explaining this the other day. And I was just thinking, like, dude, over the years, man, I have never had any enemies. I can't even count on one hand, ladies and gentlemen. I'm 27 years old. Or should I say, as I said earlier, 12 years. 12 years. First, the butcher of the night. We're a little bit under the influence, right? I'm just kidding. We have this monster energy, 6%. The alcohol-based content of this is 6%, dude, by the way. But I have not had enemies. I've had admirers, I've had friends, I've had acquaintances, a few people and stuff like that, but there's no one and nothing I've ever had the ability, audacity or ability to say that or deem that they're enemy, like, or bully or something like that. No, dude, it's always been myself. I was just explaining this last night. The biggest enemy has been myself. And I'll take that over anything and everything. Because it's a lot about, for me personally, I feel like. I know a lot of people can relate to this as well, but it's all about pulling the trigger on my choices, on my decisions, on taking care of stuff that I need to take care of, or finishing things, or not doing something that I don't want to do, or limiting myself to things I know I don't need. It's the working on and building myself daily as a person. That's all I've ever been focused on. Establishing mental comfort, establishing and creating great relationships around people and stuff. And like I said previously, it doesn't mean relationships isn't with a girlfriend or something like that. It means like relationships with your family, your friends, your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, your mother. And just overall, how you treat people, how you carry yourself. I know I say it a billion times, but how you carry yourself, how you respond to a negative outcome, says everything about you. Mind you, like I said, I do not go around causing problems, causing discomfort for people. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm an angel. Because if I really want to be, I'm a fucking asshole to people. But at the end of it, you know, like, I'm not an ass to people that don't deserve it. Like, I've always been relatively really cool to everybody. Like, working in customer service all the time, being forced to talk to random people each day. You get your fair share of dumb fucks and stuff and dumbass motherfuckers that come through. But, you know, I realize this, like, dude, especially if you're working, like, in a gas station or, like a food store or something, you're only going to see these people for about 5 minutes or 30 seconds to 5 minutes, or realistically probably 60 seconds to, like, 5 minutes or so or less. Like, if you work in a grocery store or shit, some shit like that. But, you know, it's not like you've seen these, but, like, when I worked in a 7-Eleven and when I worked at AMPM and stuff, I would see, like, literally I would see a fucking stupid ass person once in a while, like a truly rude or disrespectful person once in a while. You know, I've changed my approach. You know, I can get mad and say, well, you're coming into my sanctuary and being a disrespectful bitch to me, and I'll fuck your ass up. But, you know, I know that I'll hand their asses to them. I know that 99.9% of the people in the world that's ever crossed me in or disrespect me, I would beat the shit out of you. I would beat the living fuck out of your bitch ass. But I choose not to, because I don't want to low end or drop myself to their level. Okay? Their actions don't reflect who you are. at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about who you're with. It doesn't matter about what relationship you are in or what relationship you think you're in. I've had two sets of five-year relationships that lasted 5 years. I've had one that lasted 1 year. I have one that lasted 6 months. I mean, I have longevity. I'm more of a longevity-like guy. I'm not just going to sit around and fucking waste my time talking to people or doing things to people or, you know, fucking around and stuff like that. Because I'm a deep person. I have a lot of deep morals. I'm not going to sit and pretend I'm an angel, like I said. Man, but when it comes to, like, intimate personal relationships, I will not have someone who's a disrespectful motherfucker around me. Not have someone who's ungrateful, unaccountable. I can't. One thing too, honestly, I've seen this in a lot of things. Like, I've just seen it around in general with people. It's a big thing within people and stuff a lot. But a lot of people, like I said, we were just saying earlier, to kind of capitalize on what we were saying off earlier. People hate when you treat them how they treat you. There is no limit to the bullshit. Meaning, and referencing, meaning, dude, there's dealing with so much bullshit for so long. We got these sets of people that deal with it differently. We all deal with adversities differently. It's all about how you carry yourself. It's all about your response. It's all about how you come back from the negatives. It's all about how you come back from the situations. And, you know, I've had my fair share of women in my life, people I've dated, relationships and stuff. But one thing I've always swore, I mean, especially as of late and stuff, like within like the last 2 years and stuff, is I will never let someone disrespect me. Now, like I said this is probably the third time I reference this. I'm no angel, right? But I'm also very accountable for my actions. It doesn't matter what the situation is. I will openly, there's nothing on the online. There's nothing that there is any text messages or voice clips or any kinds of things that would say otherwise. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm the type that will do anything and everything for someone. You know, I've been with I've been there for people during times of their need. I've been there to help people. I've had open ears for people that needed it. You know, I've been good in my relationships to my partner, but, you know, unfortunately, I never really got those same things back. I mean, that's a thing in life, though. We give so much to people. We do so much for people, and they don't appreciate it. They don't acknowledge it. They don't respect it, and they take it for granted. Which is just more than perfectly okay, right? I know you're probably thinking, why do you say more than perfectly okay? It's more than perfectly okay because at the end of the fucking ass day, that ain't my problem. I'm not responsible for someone being a dipshit to other people. If you want to be a dickhead to people and or treat people badly, then that's on you. I mean, I can understand someone just going out open-ended, just being fucking an asshole to everyone just for the hell of it, but when people get upset or get in their feelings or get a little butthurt and stuff and take their anger out on everyone or their frustrations out on everyone, specifically people that haven't done shit wrong, that's where you got fucked up. Like, there's lines, ladies and gentlemen. There's lines to cross. There's lanes to swoop over. There's things that very briefly are allowed, you know, things that I would tolerate personally as a person. But when you're open and disrespecting someone, especially who hasn't done shit in that present form, like I'm saying, I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't done anything in general in relationships. Dude, I'm an asshole when it comes to people fucking with me. It doesn't matter who it is. But if you see me in person, now this is a big thing because people say, oh, talking over text and all this, but in all realities, I'm the same way. I'll put someone in their fucking place. I put many people in their places. And anyone that's welcome, anyone that's open to being put in their place, will can come get at me anytime. Can come try whatever it is the fuck they want to try with me anytime. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying in general. Like, I'm not saying it in general to invite negativity around, but I don't go treating people disrespectfully like that. I don't go running my mouth to people. I don't go without a humble approach to a lot of things, because a lot of people do that humbly, or not humbly, like without any recollection of possible actions that could happen. Like, dude, running your big fucking mouth to people and not knowing that you could get your fucking ass whooped. Not knowing that you can get your ass handed to you. Not knowing that you're a little bitch and your words don't add up to what your actions are. Now, I'm all up for trash talk. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, folks. Don't get me wrong. I am all up for some ultimate trash talk. I'm all up in arms for ultimate, I am all up for, what's it called? Talking, shit to someone. I don't give a fuck. If you deserve it, you deserve it. You know, I said a lot of really mean things to someone, or to people in general over the years, but I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, if you're willing to treat someone else bad first, you know, you get what's coming with you. You get what comes with it. I keep fucking slurring and stuttering the words. You know, I don't care at the end of the day. Because people will claim victim. And they'll make you the villain in their story. They'll go up in arms to talk about everything you do wrong. Everything you're not doing. Everything you don't do right. The cases where it happens, it's either that, or people don't want to admit what they're doing wrong. They're too goddamn insecure. They're too stupid to realize it. And some people just learn the hard way. I don't personally think, ladies and gentlemen, for anyone out there, just anyone in general, like I said, we get on a show and we talk about anything and everything, but if I can give some words of advice to people, I think don't be held down by someone that you don't want to be held down with. There's billions beyond billions of people in this world. There's so many people out there. Like, I've encouraged so many friends, so many people that have come to me for help and stuff over the years, and advices that I've given to them. Dude, you can be better than that. Especially if you don't have kids or a wife, dude. No legal papers or nothing, and no legal paper or documents and stuff stating that you're married or owe any child support or some shit like that. Dude, you're free, man. You're an ultimate free human being. Don't let anybody show you different. Don't let anybody disrespect you. Don't let any woman or man, since I have both men and women as listeners, well, male and female listeners here on the show, don't let any motherfuckers disrespect you, ridicule you, make you feel any lesser. I mean, for fuck's sakes, I'm already spending time making myself feel less. I don't need no one else to help me do that. Just kidding. No, but dude, there's a fine line. You don't disrespect people. And I've met people with great qualities. Met people with fantastic qualities, but they have sides that this, I don't mix with. And I don't mix with a lot of people, because at the end of the day, good people, loyal people, committed people are hard to find. Loyalty means more than just going and fucking a bitch or something on the side. Loyalty is loyal to your words, loyal to your promises, loyal to your statements made by yourself, loyal to your cause, loyal to what you've said. So if you said you're going to do something, or you're going to stop doing this or doing that, or committing to this or that, or any of this other bullshit, and you don't own up to it, you're a fucking disloyal bitch. You're a disloyal motherfucker. And all these people want to sit and sulk and cry behind the scenes and stuff, but not recognize what it is that they do wrong. You're not sitting and looking at what you're doing wrong, yet blaming the world for your issues or coming at people some kind of way that you don't need to be coming at. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't never done that or I never came at someone wrong. There's been times where I've been so pissed off and, you know, I've cut off people and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if they're cut off, that means they're cut off for a reason. Like, I could literally wake up tomorrow and, or literally, like, count on in my hand, on my head, count to five, and or just look at it and think about, well, is there anyone that's presently in my life, either personal or professionally, that I wouldn't be fine with in 5 years if I wasn't with them? I mean, there ain't nobody in the world that's worth dying over, hurting yourself over. You know, it's so sad when you see cases with people that, you know, they're depressed and or they harm themselves, or, you know, especially cutting was a big thing back when I was a kid. But it's so unfortunate, dude. It's so unfortunate. I mean, the loss of life, you know, occurs due to that. And you got people out there that abuse people, and they either abuse people because they were abused, they were verbally abused or physically, and no one's gonna do that to me. I'm not sitting here saying I was being abused by anyone. No, I mean, there has been times where those bitches thought they could do that, but in my head now, I put people in their place. I'm not scared of no man or no woman or anybody. You disrespect me, you get what's coming. And a funny tweet earlier that I actually typed was to kind of capitalize off the, you know, you cause someone so much grief for so long. You make life living hell for someone for so long. You treat them like shit, ultimately, for so long. But the biggest thing, drum roll, please. Okay, so the biggest thing about this one, I always found this fucking hilarious, was when other people treat you bad, they treat you like shit, they make you feel like you're the one doing something wrong each and every time, and you don't have any accountability. Man, I'm one of the only fucking motherfuckers in the world that has this much accountability. I always own up to my shit. So, like, when people say that someone doesn't have, like, accountability, or, oh, it's always me and it's never you, blah, 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 shut your motherfucking mouth. Because I'm one of the first people, one of the only first people, one of the only people in this generation now, one of the few billions of millions of people that do. I don't have no problem with admitting my wrongs. I don't have an ego problem. I don't do shit and don't own up to it like a little ass kid. You got grown women acting like that, grown men acting like that, grown people like that. You have people walking in the stores being disrespectful to people that are working there, yet you're going to come up to me and ask me for something or buy something. Or you got people that are this so open with their disrespect and stuff, and or the biggest thing. Okay, so drum roll for the biggest thing. So there's no fucking limit to the rate, amount, or the velocity of verbal insult or whatever it is you need to do. There's no limit to your response to the abuse that's been taken or that's been committed against you. So if you're someone who has had someone that talks a lot of shit to you, or is super physical, you know, obviously I hope that's not a physical abuse and stuff like that. I mean, obviously it happens, domestic violence and all that, but like verbal abuse, you know, emotional distress, anyone that's ever caused you anything within, anyone that's ever caused you everything and anything, dude, you don't need someone who gets off to the point of treating you badly. Because if they do this repeatedly and they repeat the same actions over and over and over and over, they simply don't respect you as many times as you want. There's no gift, no Amazon package, no weed smoke in the world that could get me to not think about it. I don't want nothing from nobody. I don't want no fucking gifts or no nothing. You know, abusers, one of the top things abusers do would be to try to comfort someone with gifts and stuff like that. Or you know, be hurt or claim they're hurt. But especially when it comes to children. That's the most dangerous thing, let alone the pedophilic-filled world is out and about for the children. Like, there's nothing the children get that warrants a break for them. Because you got manipulators, too. You got something, people that are good with manipulation, good with being little punk-ass bitches and treating and teaching kids to be the way that they're being and make people look bad. Because, like, I ain't got nothing. There's nothing that I wouldn't say to someone or in front of someone or without someone in the room. I ain't scared to talk to anybody or talk on the phone or sit and talk in front of people or anything like that. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not a pussy at the end of the day. We own the hell up to our mistakes. We own the hell up to what the fuck we do wrong, and we move the fuck on from it. Quit making the same mistakes in the row. Quit walking 10 steps backwards and then walking 10 more steps backwards to walk only 5 steps and make up for not even half of the shit that you've done. You know what I mean? I mean, why? I'm not the type of guy to add baggage to my life. Unnecessary baggage, however. Baggage is important. Obviously, it's necessary in relationships, but there comes to a line you don't cross, and I will not take any forms of disrespect from anyone. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Like, there's just no point of any time where that's something that's going to be okay. I don't think anyone in the world should be okay with no man or woman disrespecting you. Especially it does not matter if you're older or younger. No, respect is respect. And you give respect to get respect. Like, oh, you can't sit here. So this is how an insecure person works. Okay, so we're going to sit down. Let's talk about our issues, baby. Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I noticed that we do this and that. And, you know, sometimes when you get upset, you're this way, that way. And you're sitting here, you know, being very logical, stating your feelings, stating your opinions, stating your thoughts on that individual and what they do. I mean, some people decide to be petty. Some people like to be descriptive. Some people like to be structured, you know. I like to think that, you know, like, say, for example, like, if we're arguing, I would be the type to be like, well, I know that we fight over this and that, but, you know, I want you to know that this isn't going to happen because I don't want to do this or that, you know, like I said. So you kind of, like, provide them with assurance. I'm a man of my word because I'm a bad liar. I'm honest, too, about things. And obviously, as you hear the show, I mean, you can tell I'm very detailed. I have a detailed and open-ended approach to it. It's just not something that I would lie about. How you treat others, how you come off to others. You know, I'm not going to sit here and just be fucked up to someone who hasn't done anything. No, I'm only like that to people who have clearly done something to me and or disrespected me and or isn't owning up to it. That doesn't have any meanings to change. That doesn't want to do anything to help themselves. That want to take their anger out on people that don't do anything. I mean, people go about things like, this is one of the things I hate about today's generation and stuff of people, millennials and children and stuff that act like, they go about things as if they won't get their fucking ass beat or get smacked in the face. You know what I mean? People get their asses beat more often, honestly. If they did, the world would be a better place. You know what I mean? Let's take a drink, though. But we are 37 minutes in to our show. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you like our show, be sure to subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Do you guys like the new podcast cover? Podcast cover art. Our podcast cover art is absolutely rad. I can't tell you how long it took me to design that, dude. It took a fuck ton of time, too, for sure. The Beast Unleashed. Hard Monster. Mean Green. 6%. Enter promo code FUCK OFF for 10% off your next order. I'm just kidding. We are available, like I said, on Spotify Podcast. Stream us weekly. Obviously, we don't stream live on there, but we are available there. So we're on there weekly. You can find us on all major platforms, ladies and gentlemen. So if you click the link in my bio, the podcasters, Spotify for podcasters, and it shows my podcast page directly, If you scroll down, there's a list of all of the supported providers, all the providers that do support and or have our show on there available for stream. So stream us, like us, share us, rate us, and review us. Don't rape us, though. I'm just kidding. Shouldn't make rape jokes here on the show. I had to take a piss, though. Let's cut to a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, because I have to pee, dude. These monsters make me have to pee. And we got another one coming up, though. I have two cans of this, dude. This shit's way cheaper than the actual Monster. Monsters are like $3-something, almost $4 here. But as I was putting, when I went to the corner store earlier, as I was putting the Monsters in my, my fucking bag and stuff, because I rode the electric scooter and shit, I dropped the other one. It didn't bust. It just fell. So I was like, you know, you shake up a can of soda, it's gonna fucking squirt on you, right? Just like that. It got rocked a little bit, and I don't know if this shit's gonna bust on me. So we'll find out on the commercial break, but we'll be back sooner rather than later. I don't want to go anywhere, though. I don't want to go anywhere. Should we turn on some music or something? I don't want to break it off into two spots for this show, so shall we hold it till we get to an hour? No. I think we can continue. We can continue. Man, this iPad's so fucking sexy. If you were a woman, I would fuck you so hard. In your fucking ass. I'm just kidding. Should we dub that part out? We gotta dub that part out. We can't be talking crazy here on the show. Alright. Connect to the Wi-Fi. Got Minecraft on here now. Download Call of Duty. Follow me on, add me on Call of Duty. Damn, there's only 4 gigs left on this bitch. All because of fucking Call of Duty, dude. I would have Call of Duty on one device, not two, probably. Dude, this thing's so fucking clear. Oh my god, I love you. Alright, now we got like a lot more storage here. But we were supposed to play a fucking song or something. Why did my shit not work? Alright, so that's what I recently added. I wanna play this song. We got a lot of, there's some new songs and stuff that we have added here. My Apple playlist off also is available too. I mean, if you guys are interested, if you want to rock out, if you want to have an absolute party, if you want to have a different vibe of different types of music, I'd suggest it. I would definitely suggest my fucking playlist, dude. I've got to stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Whoa. We'll be back after this. Messages, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to use the restroom. I got to take a piss, though.
Baby.
goodness, I am fucking high all the time. Cross your fingers, though, that this can doesn't bust all over me. All right, in 3, 2. Oh, we're saved. We're saved. We're saved. We are ultimately saved. We got 10 minutes left here on the show. What a show so far. But towards the end is where it absolutely gets fucking fun. We gotta drink this shit, get ready to go. I'm getting buzzed up here on the show. I don't know if these monsters get me buzzed though, dude. You know what I mean? Man, that fucking scooter's fun though. It's dark as hell outside. Mind you, like, there's not a lot of LED lights on that thing. The LED lights aren't fucking bright on that thing, though. I mean, I don't know. It's the bulb isn't bright. Like, I'm not in all these gas prices and shit. I'm not in having to have insurance and shit and buy new tires and have tags and all this bullshit. Only thing, I plug this shit in for 4 or 5 hours. Probably six at best. And that bad bitch rolls and fucking glides, man. Now, mind you, I mean, that didn't stop me from crashing the first time. Dude, I was having too much fun. I was fucked up, having good ass time, and boom! Bust my head. Hit my head. But we're fine. We sleep fine. I don't have no concussions. We're 100% good. We're 150% good. How about that? But mind you, this is the first time we've ever had to... monsters, let alone two monsters back to back, let alone ever having it here whilst on the show. So I mean, that's really cool. It's really awesome. But yeah, to kind of sum up everything, let alone sum up what we were saying earlier, dude, you owe no one any fucking thing. Well, you do. You can, in some ways. And you should, especially if they've done stuff for you. But as far as for people ridiculing you, disrespecting you, treating you a certain kind of way, nah, you don't. Don't feel accustomed to, don't feel enslaved, don't feel attached. It doesn't even matter if it's your brother, your sister, your mother. Disrespect is disrespect. Being a bitch is being a bitch. So, my response, you aren't going to be mad at the rate that I come at you with, because you're not getting the points over a billion times over of the same actions happening again, being portrayed and done by the same person over and over and over. If you're prone and keen with disrespecting someone, let alone repeating the same action over and over again, it's not an action, it's a choice. It's not reaction. Cause, effect. That's one big thing. Cause and effect. Your actions, how you're acting, the way you treat me, what treat me or anyone else, how I feel, like, it would be like, dude, so the actions are everything. So you're sitting here treating someone super bad. Don't expect flowers. Don't expect great goodness and greatness to happen to you. Don't expect anything. Karma does not have a menu when it comes to serving motherfuckers. Motherfuckers act the way they act. Shit happens to them that it's uncomfortable. And I know that karma has no menu and doesn't give a fuck about your feelings. The truth doesn't give a fuck about your feelings. And facts don't give a fuck about your feelings. This is true speech with the motherfucking king. This is truth motherfucking speech, where you get an hour or less or more of the ultimate facts. Factual evidence-based posts, quotes, tweets. We talk about everything and anything. We have a great time. We enjoy ourselves. I mean, the first Truth Speech edition of the shirts are not finalized, but we'll let you know when they're available. I keep looking outside like I want to go on one more ride. It's dark as fuck outside. Probably not. I mean, I really enjoyed the last couple episodes of the podcast and stuff like that. But, dude, one of the biggest things for iPad
I want to get a case. I'm probably going to look on Amazon for some more cases afterwards. I got to have something to watch, you know. Like I said, I fuck with Paramount Plus. I got to have my music. That's the most important thing, dude. I go to the gym. But, yeah. So, overall, like, I tend to keep myself pretty damn busy. I've kept myself busy for quite some time, for quite so many years. And I'm just not someone who, like I said, sum up everything today. Like, I'm just not somebody that's going to be doing anything like this to anyone else. Like, I don't go around treating people bad. I respect everybody. Now, if you disrespect me first, and you come off of me in some kind of way, I'm going to come back at your stupid ass in some kind of way. I treat everybody with respect. Love everybody. Respect everybody. Now, if you come at me with some kind of way, some disrespect or some form of disloyalty, or just being a complete asshole, I'm the type that I don't give a fuck about the rate or level of my insults. It's level 100, and it doesn't matter how hard I come at somebody. If I'm coming at you a certain way or coming at you hard and stuff, that sounds very sexual, huh? I am coming at you. Coming at is better than coming in, right? Or coming in. No, don't be mad or salty at the rate that someone comes back at you. If you're disrespecting someone, if you're disrespecting somebody, if you're being an asshole to someone, if you're treating them bad, and that one day they finally decide to unload on your stupid ass, you can't be salty. You can't play the victim and act like a bitch towards things if people are treating you how you treat them, essentially. And I've heard people say shit like, "Oh well, I didn't, my insults weren't as bad, or my actions weren't as bad as the mean stuff you said." I'm like, I don't care. Don't push me to a point where I have to be that way. And actually fix your mistakes for once. If you really gave a shit, you know what I mean? You got old ass adults acting like little bitch ass kids and stuff nowadays, and bitch ass kids acting like adults. Maybe that's why older men like younger girls or something. Oh no. I don't know. I never really... The youngest I ever dated was 18. I think. Yeah, 18. 18, I was 19, around that age. But when I started getting in my 20s, 21, 22s, and I started getting... I'd like to date older people. Youngest person I ever dated was 18. And unless I was in middle school and had some girlfriends, I don't remember. I was 17, probably, yeah. When I was 17, 16, it was people around my age, too, 16, 17, my age, when I was that age, too. But as I got older, I started getting older. Like, the oldest probably was, like, 40, 37, 40, and 32. I mean, yeah, I just have a liking for older women because they have experience. They have knowledge. They have a good, interesting view of the world. I mean, I like Latinas. I like moms. I mean, I don't really like moms. I just like the idea of it, that they're such a bad-looking bitch, and yet they're still a mom. I'm like, nothing's better than hot-ass women that still like to look fucking sexy, even though they have kids. Like, you're still so fucking sexy. You definitely can get fucked real good too, especially if you want to be looking that sexy too. Nothing's better. Can you guys agree with me on one thing? Nothing's better than a woman with a nice, sexy accent. Like, good God, you sound like you'd be one of the most amazing. Like, you ever hear Shakira talk? Or any girl from Russia? No, I'm stuck on Latinas. Like the ones, the Latinas with the broken English, dude. Good fucking God. Some of the best in the world, dude. Let me tell you, on Saturday, speaking of, since it is Saturday night, dude, the store I work in on Saturday night, dude, the rate of fine Latinas that come in. Dude, this one chick, yesterday night, came into the store with nothing but a bra on. I don't know if it was a bra or a bikini. And, dude, her tits were fucking almost essentially out. Those things were big as hell. They're big, but... She was like, her body was perfect. It was perfect, man. She reminds me of 6ix9ine's baby mama, Sarah. Just big fucking titties, dude. The other day she was asking about my cut or something. And she was like, oh, well, I hope you have a good day and all this shit, like all that. And you see some of the same customers after so long. And I was just like, dude, she came in real quick. And she has an ass and she has tits, dude. It's rare, dude. One thing for sure, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty sure you got all my dudes and stuff. I mean, all my lesbos here, too, on the LGBTQs. Do lesbians like ass and titties, too? Lesbians like ass and titties, too. So I'm pretty sure I can be very influential to lesbians as well. But nothing's better than a girl both ass and titties. People say it's a rare combination. It's rare to find. But, dude, let me tell you. Dude, there are some people that just don't give any fucks about how they dress. Now, I don't even look at people like that. I just say what I see. Like, dude, it's literally right in front of you. And, like, her tits were huge, dude. I'm not trying to elaborate on that or make it myself seem like some sort of freako on here, but we got to call it how we see it, man. We got a little bit more than half of this monster left here. We got 5 minutes left here on the show. If we don't finish this monster before 5 minutes, we're a bunch of little pusses here. However, I can't down carbonation. I mean, like, when it comes to water, dude, I drink the fuck out of some water. I love water, dude. Other than alcohol, water is like the most other consumed thing that I consume. I consume probably water 85% of the time, and the rest is all this other bullshit. You know what I mean? Dude, I'm full. I'm full of liquid. I'm full of fucking liquid. Oh, I ate a big sandwich earlier. Because the grocery store I go to, Save Mart. Save Mart has this sub sandwich. It's a big fucking sandwich, dude. In some forms, if you had some chips on the side and maybe like a pickle or something or some fruit, that half a sandwich would be enough. It's a big fucking sandwich, dude. A big fucking sandwich. A big fucking sandwich. Yeah, I gotta elaborate on it so you guys can get the idea of it. A big fucking sandwich. Like I said, big old titties. Big old titties. There were big old titties. That chick had a nice ass and some titties, but she was clearly trying to show off those. I'm like, dude, I will give you $500 for 30 seconds with you. If it lasts 30 seconds, it lasts 30 fucking seconds. It'll be the most well worth $500 I ever fucking spent. Just kidding. No, it's a Saturday night here on this photo. This is the after hour on True Speech. I'm just kidding. I'll never do anything like that, especially if you're like in a relationship and all that. You don't need to sit around and do all that stuff. We got to down this monster here before we get off the show, though. I'm glad I am not on video, though. Why not? No, I like that that Rumble platform now, dude. So our next episode for sure will be available. Speaking of that, actually, backtrack. So I was looking, and I've known for a while, because obviously early on in our show, we did do some podcasts and have them available on SoundCloud. And SoundCloud is very much still a thing in 2023. And they have the little joke, SoundCloud rappers and stuff like that. But SoundCloud is still a very relevant thing in 2023. So I was going through some archives and stuff. And you know how they have sign in with Facebook or log in or create account or, you know, sign up with Facebook. Automatically, you sign in. You don't have to worry about anything fucking else. Mind you, Facebook has all my information, everything, every little fucking bit of every little thing that I do now. Sign in with Facebook. This app, sign in with Facebook. Okay, so much easier than me having to create a fucking account and do all this other unnecessary bullshit. Okay. So I sign in, right? And afterwards, what the fuck were we talking about? Dude, we're fucked up. Let's down this shit real quick. Quite beneficial, though, I'd have to say. As is someone who has a good attitude and a great approach to stuff. toxic people are not welcome here. If you're a toxic person, unfriend yourself from the earth. Please and thank you. Unadd yourself from life too. The world needs positivity. People need positivity. Everywhere, in general, in all of America. Everybody does. I was just kidding to you about the drinking the whole other monster and stuff. I cannot drink carbonation like that. But, guys, like I said, I promised yesterday, last night, that we would return with a new episode of Truth Speech, as promised. I mean, we had the new graphics out, too, so I was like, I always like, I can't just go without doing a new show and doing all these things for the show, but not actually have a new episode of the show. So, we did it, and tenfold became aggressive. We spit facts, we spit knowledge, we gave relationship advice, we talked about drinking monsters, crashing, being intoxicated, driving under the influence. We did a little bit of everything, seeing people with big titties, anything and everything, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We're not going anywhere. We come with the facts. We come with the details. We come with everything up and armed, up and ended about life in general, the corruption, the ups, the downs, the lefts and the rights, the goods, the bads. It does not matter. Accountability is important. Accountability is something everybody needs. And if not, you know, you don't fucking belong around people with accountability. You know, choose who you give your energy to. Choose who you give your positives to. Choose who you give your ultimate positive self to. Don't settle for less, ladies and gentlemen. Don't allow your voices to be silenced. Don't allow the truth to be silenced. Don't allow facts to be challenged. If you're right, you're right. If you know you're right in your heart, it should not affect you what happens when it comes to bullshit. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you guys for joining us here on this episode. We're available everywhere you go, podcast-wise. Instagram, Truth Speech Pod on Instagram, and Threads, Truth Speech Pod as well. GTheKing_official on Instagram and Threads as well. And x.com/GTKingOfficial. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back up in your life. Happy Saturday night to all. Hope you guys have a lot of fun. We got to drink one more drink here on the show. We got to drink a little bit of a bigger one here on the show to end it. And, oh my God. Dude, this alcoholic-based version of Monster, the original one at least. I don't like all those other fucking flavors of it, shoot. Like peach and all that other fucking, there's like this white flavored one, like white grape or some weird shit like that, I don't remember. Dude, these are fucking excellent. Excelente, putas. History has been made. We down the fuck out of that can. We provided the fuck out of the information for everybody. We dropped knowledge and truth bombs as fucking always. And we'll always be here and always have a voice and uncancelable. Voices can't be silenced. Truths can't be silenced. The truth shall set you free, you motherfuckers. All right, but we're out of here, though. Like I said, don't drink and drive, or ride and drive. Don't be like me. Don't drink 5 shots before you get up on your scooter. You're riding around. Don't get 5 shots and drive around. Don't do anything. Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Don't smoke and drive. But we shall return. We'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen, sooner rather than later. Bye, folks. Get a little bit of gasoline. Walk
veins on fire. Let's get higher. Set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire.